The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph, too, went off from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields, and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was a multitude of the heavenly hosts with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. My dear brothers and sisters, we have come this evening to celebrate the birth of Christ, the Savior of the world. We have come today to celebrate the story of the greatest love on earth. That love was able to transform God, who is almighty, into a human being. God became a baby, and he is born in our hearts, in our lives today. There is something so special about babies. There is something so magical about babies. If we bring a baby in here and a baby begins to cry, each and every one of us would love to give a helping hand to that baby. If a baby is brought in our midst and the baby is just running around, everybody will be excited, and all eyes will focus on this baby. That tells us how magical, how tender, how vulnerable a baby is. Today, God, who is Almighty, is a baby before us. And as we look at this baby, we are seeing God. And the reason why God became a baby is for you and I, to remind us that we are not alone in our struggles. To remind us that in any situation, you are not alone. Him becoming a baby is the fulfillment of the promise that God gave. In the olden time, God spoke to us through Moses, through the prophets. But at a particular time, he said, no, I want to come to you, to the humanity, to show that I love humanity. And that is what we are celebrating today. That is why there is joy in our hearts. That is why in the first reading, we were told that that light has come in our lives, and we are encouraged to become the people of light. If we really accept Him as our light, if we really embrace Him, there must be a change. That is why St. Paul, in today's second reading, reminds us that we should not be living old lives. We have to begin to live a new life, life in Christ. And the moment we embrace this new life in Christ, we will begin to experience the joy that Christ gives. But if we do not live new lives, if we remain in our old self, then His coming will never be meaningful. St. Paul reminds us that as people who have embraced this light, there must be change in our lives. Because God came and became human being in order to transform us so that we can become like Him. Love was able to transform Him and He became like us. Why can't we allow ourselves to be transformed to become like Christ? That is what St. Paul tells us today. In the Gospel, we read about the birth of Christ. We read how when the time came for Him to be born, there was no place in the inn. The only place they found was in a stable where animals were fed, where animals live, reminding us of the humility that God has. Our God is so humble. And in our humility, God meets us. Today, Mary is still searching for a place where she can give birth. Can we embrace her? Can we welcome her in our homes, in our hearts, so that He can give birth? So that she can give birth in our lives. My dear friends in Christ, this Christmas invites us to think about Christ as a gift to humanity. Why gift, G, represents giving ourselves to others. Sharing ourselves, sharing our lives, our talents with others. I represents insight, We have to be insightful. F represents faith. We have to believe in this Christ who is born in our lives today. T is trust. We have to trust him. The more we trust him, the more we experience the joy that Christ gives. My dear friends in Christ, let this Christmas be a special one. Let us welcome him in our lives, and let us allow him to transform our lives. God came and became a human being in order to transform us. Let us allow ourselves to be transformed so that we can become him, so that we can share in the divinity of God.